that?
He's such a dick.
Man, you're off today, bro.
Why do I even try? It's a Thursday morning. You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
69 degrees right now. Nice. Gonna get up near 80. And today will be one of the last days where it is. I'm sorry, take it back. Tomorrow will be manageable. Then again, we are into the surface of the sun. Mm-hmm. So prepare for that. You okay over there, Kimmy?
Yeah, somebody's been changing the board up. It's throwing me off.
Nobody comes in here.
I know. That's why it's kind of throwing me off.
Okay. Happy Juneteenth, everybody. Yeah. Fifth celebration of Juneteenth. You know, I was thinking, because it's still a relatively new federal holiday.
Yeah, it's only 5 years old, right?
Yes, the official end of slavery in America, the day that the last folks in America found out that they were free. How long does it take for a federal holiday to become like, it's always been this way? Because, there have been several, newer federal holidays, that haven't been, Martin Luther King Day, for example.
But that took a while.
I mean, there were states that didn't make it a thing until the early 90s.
Yeah.
That's why Arizona lost the Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. No, I am curious.
How long it takes to make a federal holiday?
Well, no, not that how long it takes to make a federal holiday. At what point, how many years in? Because, it is still one of those things where, great, fantastic, patriotic holiday. It's that's a holiday now.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Why are you uncomfortable when I bring up Juneteenth?
Well, it's an uncomfortable holiday.
It's not. No, it's a celebration holiday.
It's the end of a horrible thing.
Yes, but that's
No,
but that's good.
Yeah, and I understand.
No, if the holiday was when the horrible thing started, I would understand where you'd be like,
I know, but it's still a little touchy.
No, I don't know if it is. I would be pretty excited if I was in a situation where it's like, I don't have to do this forced anymore. Okay, great, fantastic.
Yeah, I understand.
Let's celebrate that too.
Okay.
I would also like to have parties at a parade, which there will be across, I don't know about the parade, but parties across the greater Rochester area all day today.
Okay.
Good stuff. Great guys. You were asking a question. I'm sorry.
No, I'm good.
I don't want to do this anymore.
No.
I don't know. You know, Kimmy, while you were gone.
Yeah.
It's a weird time of year because seniors in high school, they're done.
Yeah.
Done. There are some high schools that I guess have a few tests left. Everyone else is finished up. And you're in that weird in-between of sports are finishing for school. Sports for the summer haven't really started yet.
Mm-hmm.
In between
time. Okay.
And this was, for Tommy and I, Kimmy, as we were talking off air,
mm-hmm.
the prime time of our entire year.
Yeah. We didn't have any obligations for a few weeks.
Well, that's just it. It was 2 weeks. Because it's the sweet spot between the end of regular school and the start of summer school.
Of dumb school.
Yes, yeah.
Because you dumb.
Had you at this point gotten those grades back yet? Did you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you're already locked in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I locked up summer school
around Christmas.
Well, I know some kids went to summer school based on not passing the regents. They pass a class, but not the regents, so they had to go to summer school.
Because
I remember not really knowing I was going to summer school until I got those test scores back.
No, okay. I was in Flunky Academy.
Yeah, seriously, you're not kidding. March or April, it was we're doing this again.
Oh, yeah. It was a guarantee. I knew it just based on my grades. I was going in.
So both you and I had figured out. Now, I don't know how it worked in Florida in the 40s based on your outfit today.
Yeah.
But what years did you go to summer school?
Everyone I think I was eligible for since I can remember, because I always, every year I went
He's
to
a red shirt summer school kid.
Pretty much. Yeah. Since I can remember, I went to summer school and summer camp every year that I can think back.
When did you squeeze in summer camp?
So, I don't know.
Was it after summer school or before?
Yeah, because summer school is not the entire summer.
Oh, it was for us.
It wasn't the entire.
It was a good chunk of time.
Yeah.
Maybe not for you.
Maybe not.
I mean, New York's education system, a little bit better than Florida.
It's a little, it's a little looser down there. No, because I did go to summer camp every year, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, so, I have vivid memories of this. I went to summer school every year from sixth grade until my senior year. My senior year is the only year I didn't have to go.
I didn't even know they had summer school for sixth graders.
Not only did I have to take summer school sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, I had to take two classes. Every year.
Damn.
Every year, I had two classes.
I was unaware that existed.
One of them was always French. Yeah. No, I take it back. It was French up until my sophomore year of high school.
Okay.
Then we slid science and whatever science I was taking in the space of French, and it was math the entire way through.
So mine got extremely complicated when I went to military school, because my parents lived in Florida, in West Palm Beach. I went to military school in Atlanta. So I had flunked out military school, which was costing my old man at that time $5,000 a year.
Which, adjusted for inflation, we figured out was...
College.
Something insane.
No,
nice
more
college.
Than college, yeah.
55,000, something like that?
I want to say we hit 70, but go on.
So, where do I go to summer school? So they had to get, like, paperwork to transfer my F's to Florida so I could go to summer school in Florida and then back to school in Atlanta. But that's like I created something that they had never had to deal with before.
First use of the fax machine. Yes. Tabulae's failing grade.
And I still squeezed in summer camp.
No, so like I don't know how it was where you were, but in this area when I was in summer school started the day after the 4th of July, whatever that was, and it ran till like the second week of August because that's when they did Regents exams.
Yeah, so I must have went to summer camp in June or something.
Okay, or I mean late August. Well, no, because school was starting for you guys back then. Right.
We had a pretty full summer. Like our, we had a full summer off. Like I think, like summer school, school was over before Memorial Day.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and well, you didn't go back till after Labor Day.
Okay.
Oh wow. Okay, I was gonna say because I thought you started earlier down there.
No, it's all making sense what he's describing though. Like you were in school for like 7 hours.
Yeah.
A year.
It was a Florida school system in the 60s.
So, like, there are parents finding out, kids finding out right now that their kids are going to summer school. Kimmy, did you ever have to go to summer school?
Yeah, it was for one of the...
Oh, Kimmy's dumb! Kimmy's so dumb!
Slow and dumb.
Look at dumb Kimmy!
It was for one of those math tests, one of the math regents.
Okay.
Where, like, a bunch of kids failed, and then a bunch of kids, like, failed again. So, I remember going to summer school with, like, a ton of people from school. To pass that Regents again.
But you never failed the class.
And you know what else pissed me off, too? Because there were kids in my class that got, like, B's on the test. And they just went to summer school to, like, get a better grade on the test. It's like, get out of here. You don't belong here.
Well, no, I love how you don't belong
there. Yeah, no kidding.
Shut
up. But I actually failed the test. Like, I did fail that test. I think it was, like, math B or something, whatever it was.
No, there was this girl that I ended up dating who, she lived in Rondacoit. I lived in Gates. And, like, I failed. It was some kind of math. And I failed it. Like, bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to the point where, like, my dad wasn't even upset.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, surprised I could... Like, it was, like, in the 40s.
Yeah.
And I'm talking, like, my average.
And that's, like, after it was curved.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Too.
So, like, same thing. Like, she got, like, a B minus and wanted an A on the exam. And she's one of these, like, you know, comes from a good family, really smart kid. And I hated her. Like,
yeah.
Why are you... You should not... You don't belong here. Man.
Yeah. This isn't your space.
Yeah, get out of my space, man.
Because one year I got straight Fs. Straight.
And you never repeated a year of school.
No, because I had to go take all those. I had to go to summer school. But it was also private, and they just kind of want to get you through.
Well, we know. You negotiated your diploma.
Yeah, well, I lied, yeah.
Well, no, he said he found God, and God told him to stack cans on a shelf.
Yes.
Thou stacketh cans.
Thou shuffeth.
252 WCMF. We were having middle school memories this morning. Kelly writes us on Instagram, Kellyanne, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I had said that summer school here started the day after the 4th of July. She says the day after the 4th of July is the 5th of July. Thank you, Kelly.
There you go.
So we got got that all cleared up there.
The other thing I remember about summer school, mostly boys. Very few girls went to summer school, especially in the dumb ones.
No, that's a good call. Like, there was always, like, one or two girls, but it was always the girls you knew were going to be there.
Oh,
I'm talking the ones that, like, failed the class, not the ones that were there to...
Yeah.
You know, like, the Kimmys weren't going to show up.
No.
But...
No.
But it's funny, you bring up, like, the characters of summer school, because I was telling you this off air.
Yeah.
My most vivid summer school memory... So the way that it worked here, if you had never been to summer school, but let's be honest, if you're listening to The Break Room, you went to summer school. All of the kids in Monroe County had to go to one central school.
There were like two or three schools, I think. Oh. Maybe like one on the east side, one on the west side, and they took all the kids from that side of town.
And lucky for my parents, it was always in Gates.
Oh.
I had to go to Churchville,
the epicenter of dumb.
Oh, that was hurtful. It was unnecessary. So I'm in seventh grade.
Yeah.
I am in French summer school. And the way summer school worked, if you'd never gone, if you showed up and you weren't a dick, you were passing that class.
They were going to find a way to pass you.
That's all you had to do. And I figured that out very early. So it was just, you know, head down, be polite,
hang out,
smile, get the hell out of there. So, Kimmy, I'm in seventh grade. Everyone else in the class is like seventh, eighth, ninth grade. It's like, you know, French class. And there is one kid in this class who is a grown-ass man. like 19, 20 years old. And this is
the going for that PhD, a doctorate in summer school.
Like, it's obvious that, like, you know, because the state has requirements. Yeah. You have to have
access. You got to pass this
like
test.
This language, whatever. So it's obvious that he has failed this test like 9 effing times, right? Kimmy, it's a summer of 99. He has the flappiest jeans you've ever seen, right?
Those are summer flappy jeans. It's,
yeah, no, you're not
those
kidding.
Those are some sweaty flappy jeans.
He's got like the ball.
They didn't crank any AC during summer school.
No, they did not. He's got like multiple ball wallet chains hanging down like the backwards dirty cap. Like, it looks like he robbed a Gadzooks and just put everything on. Like, this kid, if I didn't know any better, I would have thought we were in line to get tickets to see Limp Bizkit. Like, this is what the kid looks like. And this kid, for whatever reason, I'd never seen him before, didn't know who he was. He had the worst anger issue I've ever seen in my life, because like this French teacher also didn't want to be there, right? Like, you're just there to make a little bit of money, and she is like, wait, do this and we don't do that and do that. So like the kid just would be like, no. Now keep in mind, he's like a full 6 years older than
he's
every
grown adult.
You know what he looks like? Remember in every 80s movie the bad guy in high school looked 30?
Yes,
this was him. So he's just being a dick the entire time. And the last time we ever saw this kid, we had homework to do. And everyone pulls out their homework, and like the teacher gets to him, and he's like, oh, I didn't do it. And he's being a dick.
Well,
and,
you know, the French are kind of dickish, so at least he nailed that.
So he goes, I'll just do it now. I'll do it right now. And the teacher's like, no, I can't. You can't do that. You know, you had to have it done. And he's like, no, I won't do it now. She's like, no, I'm sorry. She's not being a dick about it.
Yeah, she's like, do it or don't do it, man.
So the kid is sitting in the back of the room, right? He gets out of the desk. He slammed. Now, the kid barely fit in the desk. And not because he was fat, because he was a man.
Grown-ass man.
Yes, yeah. So he gets out of the desk. He slams both his palms down on the desk. He, like, walks up to the front of the room. He double-birds the teacher right to her face. F you! Walks out of the room.
Yeah.
Never saw him again.
Never to be heard again.
And that man is probably dead.
Or
running a company somewhere. Who knows?
Yeah.
The flappy jeans company.
Every couple of months, from the moment I witnessed that till now, I always wondered what became of that kid.
Where are they now?
Yeah.
Well, because like you couldn't pass.
That would be great. Summer school reunions.
No, it wouldn't.
No, I don't know if you ought to see that.
No, I wouldn't mind running
into the kid.
It's
going to make you depressed either way, because if that person went on to do nothing, well, then you kind of saw that coming. If they went on to be super successful, I'm also pissed.
Yep.
Because, man, like, you sucked at school and you're doing better than me.
I want to meet the kid that gave me the, you know, we did the mushrooms together.
No, you don't.
I do.
You don't want to do that. You think you want to meet a middle schooler.
From Okeechobee, Florida, which is a very redneck area.
Who gave you mushrooms?
Yeah, brought them in for us.
Okay, if he's not dead.
Definitely missing some teeth.
Or a hand or a foot. Like, something is missing on that kid.
He could run one of those gator parks.
He could be one of their senators.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you listen to The Break Room, you probably went to summer school. And based on our Instagram right now, it's true. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Adam writes, I failed eighth grade for math, went to summer school, got in a fight. Got kicked out and was still put in the ninth grade next year.
Oh, look at that.
Way to go, Adam. I don't know if I would tell that story.
Yeah.
I got it.
Well, I shouldn't be telling any of mine.
Well, but you're right.
You know what's weird, though? In summer school, you would think it would just be a recipe for disaster and, like, have so many problems between kids. But I don't really remember kids acting up in class, but then again, they were also probably just too hot to care.
Yeah, although he does.
Like, I don't remember really, like, in class, anybody causing problems.
I'll tell
you would think there would be a few.
No, because it's a level playing field.
Okay.
You're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
You're all in trouble. You're all not doing well. So there's really no kid to, like, go, that prick over there. No, you're all the pricks.
It's not a bad take.
You're all rowing the same ship.
That's right. I mean, not to mention, you were only there for like 3 hours a day anyway.
Yeah,
true.
You know, there wasn't a lot of time to like socialize. Like, you didn't want to hang out at summer school after it was over. You wanted out of there the second.
Yeah, because you were losing your summer, man.
But you would just think there were kids that would be there that had nothing to lose.
But that was everybody in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I guess when...
It's death row.
Well, no, death row has people getting stabbed to death.
No, not on death row. You're all kind of getting in the same position there.
Oh, I forgot. Remember, Kimmy, that time Tommy went and spent 6 months on death row? Oh, that was your career. Got to pay your taxes, Tommy.
Pay your tax.
If not, the tax man cometh and the tax man taketh from you. And that is something one man from our area is finding out the hard way. And here's the thing.
What's that?
Life is all about risk versus reward.
True.
Problem with this scenario is we will never truly know the risk versus the reward.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, a local business owner, is in some major trouble with the IRS.
What'd he do?
A 44-year-old man who owns an asphalt company pleaded guilty this week to filing a false tax return. And it's a doozy. First off, he admitted he was lying for around 6 years on his taxes.
Yeah.
He made $2.6 million in that time, but only reported $1.7
million. So the rest went somewhere else?
That would be under the T. Stop doing the clicky noise. Right. The IRS is calling us right now just for the clicky noise. So it looks like he only reported $1.7 million, so like around half a million dollars he just didn't tell the IRS about. Because of that...
Was that wrong? Was I not supposed to do that?
Well, he pleaded guilty.
Okay.
And because of that, he is facing 3 years in prison and $250,000 fine. He is going to be sentenced in October.
Mm.
Scary stuff, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
It's a story that makes you never want to lie about a dime come April.
That's right.
How many regular-ass people, I'm not talking like corporations or, you know.
Just people paying their taxes.
Yeah, you got it. How many regular-ass people get caught cheating on their taxes?
Like how many people get audited?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, because audited is just being checked out, right? Yeah. There are people that get audited that they, you know, everything comes up fine.
Right. So what percentage of those audits turn into, like, crime?
Yeah. Get caught.
It's got to be pretty low.
Because there are, like, what, 200 million tax returns every year? Something like that?
Probably.
Maybe 100 million.
Like, I wonder how many even get, you know, flagged by the IRS.
So I know two people that I don't know if they intended to do it, but they found out that they owed on their taxes, and I don't, like, the one person just told me they straight up didn't do them. They didn't realize, like, that they would, they didn't think, like, it would be a big deal if they skipped it for a year.
Their taxes?
Yes.
Oh.
So they got audited, and they now have it taken out of their...
Oh, they had their wages garnished.
They had their wages garnished. I don't know if they still do, or if it was, like, I don't know how much they owed. I don't think they made a whole lot, so I don't think it was a huge number, but they did come for him.
So there's a comic named Tom Rhodes, and he had a TV show for a while called Mr. Rhodes. He played the school teacher. So he was a pretty high-level comedian and did not pay any taxes. And he fled to Amsterdam for a while, had a TV show there, came back, and when he worked again at the clubs, there were agents waiting for him at the club when he got paid in cash.
Okay.
So like, maybe they were that serious about getting their money from Mr. Rhodes.
Okay. All right, so, like, then when it comes to, like, everyday people, like, they trust us to do our taxes ourselves.
Yeah. Which is weird because, like, you pay taxes, right?
Yeah.
It's just taken out of your pay.
Sure. Yeah.
So why don't they just figure it out, and why do they turn it back to us?
Okay, so
I'm almost jealous of the people that are just like, yeah, I did it. If it's right, it's not, it's not. Because, like, I freak out about it. I'm like, what if I'm doing this wrong? Like, what if I find out that I owe? Or, you know, like, I am somebody who's super paranoid about it, and I don't get the nonchalant attitude that some people have towards it.
No, I agree with you. So I guess the question becomes this, because they can't look at every single tax return, like you said.
Yeah.
If I were to lie my ass off about what I make, lie about the stuff that could get me money back, what is my percentage chance of getting away with lying on my taxes?
I bet you it's high.
Based on,
as long as it's not huge.
What are you basing that on?
Because I don't know that many people that have ever been, like, convicted of tax fraud.
But
they may not tell you.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
True.
I don't think it's something a lot of people would want to admit to if they, you know, didn't have to.
So we'll never know?
Well, that's just it.
Like, I mean, because the IRS has got it.
No, but the IRS knows who they catch.
Yeah.
They don't know who they don't catch.
Right.
And that's what keeps us all honest. There is no way to ever find out the question, who gets away with cheating on their taxes. The only way to ever find that out would be for people to call the show and or answer a poll or admit in public that they cheat on their taxes and they keep a bunch of extra money. But no one would say that out loud, because if you did, you risk now being audited by the IRS.
Well, there's two ways of doing it, though.
Please.
There's a way of the way, like this guy did. He just underreported, like, what he was making. But there's people that just get paid in cash that just don't ever show it.
Uh-huh.
Period. Like, oh, that under the, like we were talking about, under the table.
The
like, that, we'll never know
how
big that economy is.
But here's the thing, though, man. Like, there's ways of catching you that way, too, because you bring up comics. Stand-up comics are really bad at not paying taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really bad. And we're also dumb. There is a comedian that we both know whose name will remain nameless. And he was making like $100,000 on the road, doing a great job back in the day. And he was reporting he made $30,000. Yeah. And while he was reporting he made $30,000, he paid $60,000 cash for an Escalade.
That's what you don't do.
Okay, but like that's the problem, though. Yeah. Like
you got to be smart when you're going under the tape.
It would be impossible to do because you would have to find a way to pay for your lodging completely off the books.
Your lifestyle.
Your car off the books. Your credit cards you would have to keep to pay attention to.
Well, you got to pay cash.
Bank accounts you couldn't have because the IRS could look at all that stuff. We are at the point now where everything is so tied together, it would be borderline impossible.
Yeah, now, yeah.
To pull this off.
But back in the day, it was a lot easier.
Okay, but like here's what
you're... Because you dealt in cash.
Here's what you're not thinking about.
What's up?
Because it almost sounds like right now, the way you're talking, you're encouraging people to commit tax fraud.
No. Back in the day, I would, but not now.
Okay. As we talk about this 44-year-old man here in Rochester who pleaded guilty to lying about $500,000 worth of money that his business made over 6 years. This guy made a conscious choice.
Yeah.
He, like you, I'm assuming, because he pleaded guilty, thought, they're not going to catch me.
Yeah.
And they did. They did catch him. And now his name and face
is
in the paper and on the news. You'd have to feel pretty stupid if you went down the road that you are describing.
The guy, he can pave that road.
What are the odds? And then the odds are 100% because they catch you.
Well, yeah, true.
Like, it's an unforced error. You did this to yourself. You made a conscious decision to cheat on your taxes.
Mm.
And it had to feel great in the moment, right?
Yeah.
You're getting over on the man, $500,000 under the T, all the things you could do with that money.
Oh, nice.
But then, like, when your face is on the news and your business name is on the news and everyone you've ever known realizes you made this self-inflicted mistake.
But I always figure, like, every business finds a way to fudge.
Oh, I agree with that.
Every business is fudging.
To an extent, yeah.
Yeah,
but... Even the fudge guy.
But we're not a business.
Double fudge.
Double fudge?
Yeah.
But I'm not a business. You're not a business.
No.
Yeah, so you're going to get caught.
But I don't have anything to get caught on.
And I would just think, like... Just because you got away with it, there's always the chance that you're going to get caught too, right? Like throughout your lifetime.
Yeah, because they can go back.
Like, it's not like you got away with it 1 year and you're like, phew, got away with it. No, I mean, like they could go back to whatever time in your life they want to look at it.
I thought it was 10 years.
Is
it 10 years?
I'm going to trust you on this.
I think it's 10 years.
So if you get away with it for 10 years, you're fine.
Well, I don't know, because there's two types of taxes. You get your federal and your state. I think the feds go 10, the state maybe... Maybe different.
Okay, again, do you hear yourself right now? We're talking about there's a man that could be doing jail time, and you go, maybe, probably.
Don't tell people that.
You'd be fine.
Kimmy, do you look at people who cheat on their taxes intentionally as bad people?
I mean, I guess, like, to your point, I kind of assume that a lot of people are doing it.
Okay.
So it really depends on, like, I guess how greedy you got with it.
Okay.
Where I'm like, I might see you as, like, a little dumb because you're like, you really didn't think they wouldn't notice that.
Tommy, do you see people who cheat on their taxes as bad people?
Nah, they're just, trying to make ends meet. They're business people.
They're stealing money from you.
Yeah, but we got enough stuff.
We literally shut down a bridge and an overpass because they don't know how to figure it
out. Because they're not even using the money we give them.
Okay. I do.
We got enough jets.
You hear yourself right now?
We got enough highways.
Never have enough jets. And by the way, things going on in the Middle East, we may not have enough jets.
We got enough jets.
Look, I love you. I don't have to worry about it, so it's fine.
Good.
Fine.
I think that's where I may make more of a judgment is if you are somebody that I know is cheating on their taxes in some way, but you're also the first to complain about paying taxes.
Well, but everybody.
Then you're just a dick.
Well, no, but you, of course you're going to complain about paying taxes because
you don't like paying taxes.
Yeah, you're cheating on your taxes.
Right, but that's what I mean. Like, you're paying less taxes than most people, and you're sitting here having a discussion with people who pay taxes about paying taxes.
Oh, yeah, but there are people that don't vote that complain about politicians.
Yeah,
that annoys me, too.
I mean, because there's two ways to look at it. You can look at it the way Tommy's looking at it, as the government got enough money, I don't want to use my money, You could also look at it as paying your taxes is the most patriotic thing you can do.
It is.
Because we live in a country that has a whole bunch of stuff that other places don't have, and that comes from tax money.
You got to pay for it.
Right? I mean,
pay your taxes.
Well, you should pay your taxes Forget the moral argument, just so you don't potentially go to jail.
There you go.
For your own safety.
This guy is facing 3 years in prison and $250,000
fine. Yeah, but does he go to, like, soft tax jail?
It's still jail.
I know, but it's not like BF jail.
Okay, I think every jail could be BF jail.
I get it if you're looking to date.
No,
yeah.
Again, not no. No. Like, I
maybe have a Saturday night BF mixer.
I love how you think there's any prison you could walk into
in
that outfit where people are going to be like, well, we're leaving him alone.
Don't mess with him.
Seafoam green.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, right, the thing on my chest. Now we know.
What's that?
This will be the most exciting Buffalo Bills training camp experience in the history of the team.
Really?
Yesterday, we found out when they will be here. You'll get to see the MVP. You'll get to see an offense that was just Tommy ranked number one in the league at NFL.com. But the biggest draw to training camp this season
was that
will have nothing to do with actual football.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Yesterday, your Buffalo Bills announced this year's schedule for training camp at St. John Fisher University.
Ooh.
They begin practice Wednesday, July 23rd. There will be 11 practices. 10 of them will be open to the public, so you'll have 10 chances to go see the Bills, weather permitting.
Yeah.
All but one of them will start at 9:45 in the morning. Here's what sucks.
What is that?
Only 2 Sunday practices, no Saturday practices.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you may have to burn a vacation day to go because, Kimmy, those 2 Sunday practices will be the hardest tickets to
probably,
get.
Probably, I would guess.
All right. So seeing the Bills for free up close is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Autographs for the kids, standing next to their heroes, that is a lifetime memory. I cherish the time my dad would take me to Fredonia when I was itty-bitty.
It's as close as you're going to get.
It's amazing. But for the first time in the team's history.
Yeah, what are they doing now?
The most exciting part of training camp will have nothing to do with the Bills. Because you're excited for training camp.
I am.
Are you? You're not? After this news came out, you were like doing cartwheels here in this studio.
I completely forgot.
Holy crap.
What?
Kimmy, why is Tommy excited about training camp?
I'm not sure either.
Oh, my
what
God.
What am I missing?
HBO's going to be in
town. Oh, God, yes.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I was thinking of something at camp to watch.
I was thinking like Billy Buffalo.
Yeah,
Billy Buffalo's going to be there, guys.
I am. Hard Knocks is going to be filming. Yeah.
He's so excited, I had to remind him of how excited. Yeah.
I know.
All right.
So now I'm excited.
Like Tommy said, they will be filming Hard Knocks.
And they do it like all over town, too, because they follow them all over the place.
Yep.
You hear this idiot right now?
They do that.
The cameras are always rolling.
Yep.
Now, here's the thing. First off, Bills fans have a reputation, and you'd think HBO is going to want to get a piece of that on camera.
Oh, sure.
Right? Are there going to be folks clamoring for tickets to try and make it on this show?
Why not?
Because
it's television.
Because you look like a dick, though.
Hollywood's coming to town.
It's television. Man, you sound like your dad. You sound like such a rude.
It's Hollywood.
Honey, turn on the TV. I'm going to be on the TV.
Look at that.
You sound like.
It's quite an honor to have television here.
What?
It's a global broadcast.
They're not here for us.
Yeah.
They're here for the Bills.
Right, but you get a little taste.
Of what?
Hollywood, buddy.
No, but you're not getting paid.
Fame, fortune.
You don't get paid.
Swimming pools and movie stars.
Where would that be?
Not at my house.
Okay. And by the way, there's no movie stars behind the cameras unless Josh Allen stars in a... Actually, I take that back. There are several Bills in a Hallmark movie this coming Christmas.
That's right.
Okay. Look. Kimmy, are we going to see over-the-top fans showing up trying to stand out so they could go home and watch themselves next week on TV?
Yeah, but you kind of get that anyways, right?
No. What?
No, I think
at training camp?
I think you still get people that try to stand out at training camp just to get players' attention and stuff.
Okay.
You know?
That is also kind of weird. But, like, don't be that dick that shows up to try and get on HBO. Don't be that dick. Nobody likes that guy.
Don't forget, there's a lot of moms that are going to this thing, too, that also want attention.
Don't be that mom dick.
Yeah.
Don't be
a mom dick.
So you think people are going to, like, show up with painted chests?
Yes.
Breaking stuff in half?
Yes.
I guess it's possible, but you'd have to. I mean, where would you even do it to get that attention? You know what I mean? Because the cameras aren't going to be walking around.
No, Tommy just
they
told
go
me.
All over.
See, I just heard the break room. Pittsburgh, every business in Pittsburgh is going to have an HBO camera.
Oh, you
it.
Think like outside of training?
No,
well,
I mean
they follow
both.
These guys around town too when they're doing stuff just besides camp.
I don't know how much they're like around town anymore.
No,
though.
He's just making stuff up because he thinks that his
they'll be at
house...
Wegmans, they'll be at my dry cleaner.
Why would they go to Wegmans?
Shoe guy.
I don't know if they're going to follow him around. They'll
go to the creamery when they go there. They'll go to the Pittsburgh Dairy.
Maybe there you go.
Maybe.
It's like a team event.
And they go out to dinner and stuff like that.
Okay, a lot of Cheesecake Factory shots.
A lot of cheesecake.
Like I'm thinking of the HBO.
You're talking about the moms or the store?
Both.
Mom Dicks?
The Hard Knocks. I guess I didn't watch last season, but it's mostly all filmed at the training camp. Yeah, like, rarely are they filming them, like, out and about going to dinner and grocery shopping.
Yeah, they do
shopping.
All that stuff. They go back to their hometowns, meet people.
Okay.
Interview people.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With the schedule out now and HBO on the way, it is hard to imagine a scene getting more insane than what we've already seen.
Right.
Right? Because those tickets, Tommy, have already been hard to get. Camp is always packed now. It is a far cry from some of the drought years where, like, every couple days they just pick a few fans to play wide receiver. Get out there. Come on.
It was a little quiet.
Are you going to go and try and get on TV?
I don't know. I might take a stroll down there to see what's happening.
It'll be like the one time in every 5 years that he actually uses his training camp pass.
Yeah, seriously, man. Like, people are fighting to get those media passes. You get one and you take it and throw it on the floor.
I don't throw it on the floor. I throw it in a drawer.
We would be at Broadcasting Live from training camp, and you wouldn't go to training camp.
He would walk out the back door.
Yes, you'd hide in a little tent and then leave.
Listen, I got to tell you, man, watching these guys doing jumping jacks and push-ups is boring as hell.
Yeah, if they were doing jumping jacks and push-ups, it would be boring.
It's all it is.
No
it's so much standing around and these old bow-legged men.
It's amazing that, because I think most of the draw from guys like you, and if you go with your dad, if you go with your grandpa, if you go with any like older guy, all they want to do, they don't even care about the drills. They just want to point out how big everybody is.
Yeah, that's a good call. Oh, look at him.
Oh, look at the size of his legs.
I noticed myself starting to do that last year, and I was
checking the boys out, are you?
They're just amazed at the size of everybody.
Look at these strapping lads.
Well, no, they're huge people.
Oh, they're big men.
And don't pretend like you haven't done it when former Bills offensive lineman Richie Incognito sat down next to you.
The scariest person I've ever met.
Oh, my God. What a large. Look at the size of that man right there.
And he was in his full uniform and was sweating his ass off.
He just got off of practice. We had a couch with a foam cushion.
Yeah, it was a wicker couch.
He was soaking wet.
We did not check the weight limit on that before he sat
but
down.
But it held.
It did.
Barely.
God, was he frightening.
2-5. You're doing it right now.
A big man.
252 WCMF, the Bills announced yesterday St. John Fisher training camp will start Wednesday, July 23rd. 10 open practices to the public. All of them but one start at 9:45 a.m. Again, there will be tickets to get in. They're free, but they get distributed. They'll have more information about that. So here's the thing. All the excitement with HBO and Hard Knocks, right? It makes no sense to be excited for that here in town.
Yeah.
Every football city in America but ours should be excited for Hard Knocks, because if you go to camp, you will be witnessing it every day in real time.
No, you're not getting the inside stuff.
Going further.
You're not getting the meetings.
Going further, there are 100 reporters that are at camp every day that if you want the details, you could read from them and get it before
you
it shows up.
You ain't getting the good dirt, bro.
Okay. What, the good dirt?
You gotta get the good stuff, man.
Okay.
The behind the scenes.
So let's talk about that.
Like, let's go have an effing snack.
Let's talk about that.
I was going to say, you get the silly personality highlights.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
What will be really interesting with what you guys just said in mind is to see what kind of access the Bills give HBO. Let's not forget, the only reason the Bills are doing Hard Knocks this year is the NFL changed the rules that they could force any NFL team into doing it. Every year before, there were teams that stood up and volunteered.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills,
but they could opt out before.
You got it. The Bills did not want to do this, so it is very possible that the Buffalo Bills are the first team doing Hard Knocks against their will.
Man, and it better not suck. So
it's going to suck. I'm
telling
you.
Boring ass.
I mean, are they going to be difficult about it? Are they going to try and keep cameras out of certain places?
Well, that would be good if they were like throwing stuff at the cameraman.
I don't think they're going to
do beating guys up.
It's not going to happen.
Chasing them down the street.
No, what?
You just wouldn't see much.
Yeah.
You know, like during The Godfather when they were taking those pictures at the wedding, and then they grab the camera and they throw it on the ground.
I'm going to talk to you,
and then McDermott throws a couple of dollars at him.
Okay. Let's talk about McDermott.
Well, he's boring.
I mean, if you talk to any like local media person, they limit what they can even film at practice.
Yes.
So yeah, that is a good question. Like, what will HBO have access to that like the local camera crews won't.
I'm going to guess very little. And I'm sure you'll get like the token, we're having our opening meeting, or like there's a bunch of guys
but,
set
like,
up.
You don't even want your camera facing the field during certain points of practice.
I mean, look, Sean McDermott's a control freak, and it's worked for
this
team.
Well, they all are. I mean, what coach isn't a control freak?
I agree with you. And even further, the players on this team, are tight. That nothing gets out of that room. You never hear any rumors. Look, I'll say this. Having been around this team now for, 15 years, right? Broadcasting from training camp and all that stuff. For multiple head coaching regimes, Kimmy, we would know about stuff 3 days before it actually happened.
Yeah.
Like, we would know about stuff before some of the players knew about stuff. And then when McDermott showed up, not a single thing gets out of that room anymore. And you think, Tommy, they're just going to welcome in cameras and microphones against their will?
Yeah, you got to sell the league, baby. It's going to go away.
It's
you got to sell that new stadium, man. You got to make some money.
Oh, you might actually have to do that. We've also talked about how every season of Hard Knocks so far has had a moment that later comes back to bite the team in the ass, like bad. The staff knows this. The players know this.
Mm-hmm.
And to Kimmy's point, there will be guys like Keon Coleman or Deion Dawkins who use it to get themselves
Well, they're funny guys. They got big personality.
And they want more national exposure.
Yeah.
It only helps them. They'll be those guys. But now that Hard Knocks has been around for 20 years, like, these teams know where this thing can really hurt you. And I don't think it's out of the question, if the Bills have the final say, you ain't coming in here. This ain't getting filmed. We're not doing this.
No, unless the league makes them.
How would you do that?
The league will tell them to do it.
The league will do it.
Big boss man come
the
in.
The league. No, McDermott works for the owners, not a vice versa.
No, but the owners could say, you got to do this.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do it after it's
done. Do it.
Talk to me after it's done.
Because the Jets, so last year was the Jets.
Yeah.
Jets and Giants.
And I don't remember. I didn't watch it last year, so I don't know how buttoned up they were.
It was Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
And the Giants at the same time. Remember, because
it was like half.
No, they did in season.
Oh, you're right, preseason.
But the actual training camp, I think, was the Jets with Aaron Rodgers.
You're right. I take it back.
And then that whole thing blew up in her face.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. What was I saying?
But it was pretty good show, though.
Yeah, pretty good, but it's not your effing team.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was more of an Aaron Rodgers thing, I feel like, more than the team. Like, he was just saying weird stuff.
No, Jets was 2 years ago.
Was it two years ago?
Yeah.
Was it two?
Who was
last year? I guess you're right.
The Giants.
Was it the Giants?
No. I thought they did like a mini.
I don't know.
No, you're
mini
right.
Hard Knocks.
Because my wife hated. Who's the.
Brian Daboll.
Yeah, because she didn't like how he slouched in the couch. And she goes, he'll never win a Super Bowl sitting like that.
You won't win a Super Bowl.
He's a fat slouch.
Oh, he's already won Super Bowls with the Patriots.
Oh, well, that don't count.
Oh, yeah, he does. He's got the ring and everything. He'll show it to you.
All right.
Just say it. Yeah, no. So, like, I love how you go, this is going to be great.
You then
start to recall former Hard Knocks where it blows up in the team's face over and over and over again.
Well, they don't win the Super Bowl. At least give me a good show.
Okay. No, but I want them to win the Super Bowl. You're right. Hey, if we don't win the Super Bowl and you could do it in afterwards, fine. Give me the show. We don't know what's going to happen. Idiot.
I don't want to hear, too many distractions.
It's the biggest of the distractions.
How does Kansas City do all their stuff and they keep winning?
What do they do?
They do every commercial. They do all the stuff. They do Netflix.
So are the Bills. What are they? Well, no. Patrick Mahomes did Netflix in a tightly controlled, produced by his people.
And they did the receiver thing too.
Oh wow! Again, tightly controlled. Yeah.
You know what you are gonna see. You know what is HBO is gonna bring out?
Who's that?
Every celebrity tied to the Bills. In any way, shape, or form, will be at camp this year.
Oh, so we're going to get to see Chad Michael Murray?
Yeah, you're going to see the most obscure people that you don't know their name, but you know you've seen them in something.
It's that guy from the Goo Goo Dolls.
And you'll see
and
the
every
old
former
guys.
Player, too.
Yeah, you'll see Jim Kelly for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Thurman, they'll talk to those guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
They all show up.
It's a big transition, too, right? Like, that's got to be the underlying part of the story. You got the reigning MVP getting married, America's golden boy.
Yeah.
You got the passing of the torch to this team that is just right on the cusp, you know,
following
the Super Bowl team that was always right on the cusp. Can they be the one to break through? But, like, think about this.
When you
think about the greatest moments of, like, Hard Knocks, you think about, you know, Rex Ryan.
Rex Ryan was a headliner because of his personality.
But, like, there's a lot of cursing. There's a reason it's on HBO. You can't even imagine Sean McDermott swearing.
Yeah.
Have we ever heard Sean McDermott swear?
No, he seems like a guy that says, gosh darn it.
Yeah.
That'll suck.
That man has never cursed into a microphone, and you think he's going to let cameras in everywhere.
Well, you might. Somebody pisses him off.
You've never seen him pissed.
Yeah, it's true.
There's going to be a lot of loud clapping.
They're going to have to turn his mic down, because, like, the entire show will just be...